sometimes when we play online, as we're doing now, I'll have a movie running on the green screen in my background. And tonight it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. Have you guys heard of this movie? Have you guys ever heard of it?
I'm familiar with it, yes, yes.
I don't think I've ever seen it start to finish.
Really?
Yeah, right. I've seen Temple of Doom probably 40 times. I've seen Last Crusade 20. I've never sat and watched Raiders of the Lost Ark from the beginning to the end. I've probably piecemeal seen the movie several times, but I've never just sat and watched a whole viewing. I always just pick it up at a section and watch it for an hour and then stop.
Wait, is this a bit or is this for real?
No, it's for real. Yeah, I never...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I saw Temple of Doom before Raiders. I saw Last Crusade before Raiders. And then over time of it just being on TV, I'll like, oh, I'll sit and, you know, like you will with most movies like this, be like, ah, I'll watch this for an hour. And so I've probably seen it start to finish, but
it's
never...
It's so good. It's so good.
I know,
it's perfection.
We were just reflecting, like, watching... I was like, we were watching the shootout in Nepal, and then all of a sudden we're in the big shootout in Egypt. I was like, we were already on another set piece, and it's like, it flies. It flies.
So good.
I was talking to... First of all, Troy, on behalf of everyone listening, I probably should ask on their behalf, what's your deal?
When I was younger, I didn't watch a lot of movies. My parents weren't big movie watchers. We weren't like a go to the movies type people, and like they were strict. I couldn't watch like PG-13 until I was 13. I never watched an R-rated movie until I was like 16 or 17. It just wasn't done. And I also at the same time didn't have like an interest in it. So by the time I was into movies, it was much later in life, and that's when I wanted to watch like artsy fartsy French New Wave foreign films. And I got a job at this like really pretentious movie rental place that does no longer exist in Manhattan, Kim's Video. And like, you're part of the job is you just have to be a stuck up asshole to all the customers. Be like, you don't want to rent Made in Manhattan. You want to rent Pure Le Fou.
Red, white, blue.
Okay.
So now there's so many. You were talking about how you've used this pandemic to like make up in all the gaps in your movies. My gaps are too large to ever fully make up.
We've always said that about you.
Yes,
I such huge gaps.
too many gaps.
Oh, speaking of gaps, Skid, I did something.
What'd you do?
Buy a new pair of shorts at the Gap.
Oh, wait, can't see it with my background.
He bought two.
My goodness.
What do you know?
After specifically yep, being told by your wife you are not books allowed to buy it, you just went and bought it.
Well, I told her that I should have had this book because Troy threw it out. And so as part of a rescue operation, I had to acquire a copy.
Okay.
The logic didn't really track, but...
What'd she think about that explanation?
She didn't buy it, but here the book sits. So who won? Who won? Who lost? Who can say?
So are you, just slogging through that first 100 pages of garbage? Where are you at?
I read the first... I will admit, it's not... It's like third on my list, but I read the first chapter, and I was like, oh, this moves. So... Okay.
So you think it's great. First chapter, you're like, this is a great book.
It's a real page turner. You open it up and sand falls out of the book.
Is that called dust?
They already
What's
got
it
to
called?
The box and the needle, and I was like, all right, we're off to the races.
You know, I was talking to my friend Cameron, an early adopter of the GCP. I mentioned him in the intro to like episode 8 or something. And I told him that none of you guys had read it, and I said that how much trouble the two of you had when you tried to read it. And he said that it was something that a phenomenon that he had encountered himself. And he said it is from his perspective, he said it's a question of the amount of imagination somebody has. This is what he said.
His words.
Because he said that it is not a descriptive book. It's a lot of these like physical descriptions are left very, very vague because this is happening, you know, tens of thousands of years into the future. And so if someone is bringing in like the ability to fill in those gaps off the page, they're going to enjoy it a lot more than someone. He said, like, if George R. R. Martin wrote Dune, it would have been 35,000 pages long. So yeah. I don't know if that helps any of you out there understand why they can't read it, but maybe that would explain.
I mean, like I said, I haven't read Dune. I need to read it. I need to at least give it a try so I can either hate it or love it. But I am not always a fan of books that you feel like you have to learn a whole other language to understand. Mm. Like, and I've read a few, and I've liked some of them. Like Joe, you got me to read that, was it Hyperion?
Yeah.
Book, sci-fi book that, like, I remember the first, again, 50 to 100 pages, I was like, why am I reading this? Like, this is absurd. Joe, just hand me a book in Italian. Or, like, I can kind of speak a little Italian, humble brag.
Hand me a book in Italian. Oh, sorry, bad example, because I speak Italian. I forgot for a second. Let me try to think of a language I don't speak. Hold on, give me a second.
It's too hard.
Sorry, guys,
too
I know
hard.
This is dead air.
We'll move on.
You keep trying to think of a language you don't speak, Nick. We'll come back to you.
Speaking of Italian, we have before we get started, we have an Italian creature to deal with. Vaguli.
Vaguli. He makes the best we got.
God. So I was alerted by a few people, a few listeners, rabid listeners out there in the niche, that the Varguil can, its kissing effect only takes effect if the target is helpless, not if it's kissing in combat.
Well.
So the kiss, it did kiss you, but not for effect.
Huge break.
And that's
change.
Why it has that paralyzing effect, right? So if it locks in that paralyze, then it makes you effectively helpless.
Yeah.
And then it comes in for the kiss. Okay. All right.
Well, I had a whole really fun kind of thing planned for how that was going to play out.
I have no doubt.
But once again, sabotaged by careful listeners.
Well, I don't know, Skid, if I may argue on behalf of the state here,
state.
I don't know.
Attorney General.
I am.
What are you talking about?
I am. I'm just saying. Like,
what are you talking about?
For anyone who has looked in the eyes of a Varguli, aren't we all a little helpless when he goes in for that kiss?
Yeah. My knees go weak.
The Brad Pitt of monsters. Like, he gets close. What are you going to do?
Who could resist?
It's the most seductive of creatures. Yes.
Isn't that in the description when you read it? I thought it was.
Who could resist the
most
heart
seductive
to love?
Of the coins?
Every time I read the stat block, I just hear Peter Gabriel in my head just start to go.
Well, that's a load off. That's a load off.
Yeah, it is. That would have been really fun, but it's also it's the thing where if this was a writer's room and we were sitting around, I was like, oh yeah, then he gets this to deal with this problem and he's gonna turn into this Ted with tentacles. It's like, yeah, that's awesome, but this is a situation where it's the rules say you can't do it, and the people listening know the rules, so they say like, no, you can't do that. Certain of them would say like, no, that's not cool. So it's a strength that we have, or it's that kind of restriction on your creativity can lead to greater creativity in trying to get around some of these issues, whereas it's also will forbid you from doing some stuff that you otherwise would do because you think it would be fun. So yeah, it's a two-sided coin.
Yeah, well, at least we can just die the old-fashioned way with whatever horrible thing is in this room.
Well, that's a good point. So you're in this room, you open the door, you are admonished by some voice echoing out in the darkness, and you see this glowing, bubbling pool atop this dais at the far end of the room, and this metal object comes flying at Lord Northwood. Roll for initiative.
Wow. We're just getting right
I mean,
after
just
it.
Jumping right on in.
Oof. I'm going to take that.
Well, my cracked eye.
Take that, Anish.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
I got to be ready then, because now I'm probably going to go first. Damn it.
Faffelfinfolian, what did you get?
I got a 16. We got a 16, which I will take. That was a good roll for me.
Very impressive. Rhapsody.
I had a natty 16, which for Rhapsody is a 22.
Booyah. Gotcha.
Rhapsody. You ever see the movie Rustler's Rhapsody with Tom Berenger?
I don't think anyone has. Troy? Maybe Tom Berenger's mom?
It's a good movie. It's a good movie. You should check it out.
I bet my dad has seen it. He's a big Tom Berenger fan.
Oh, enjoy the movie. It has Tom Berenger. Thorn Skullrunner, what did you get?
A 14.
Ooh, 14. All right, we're doing okay so far.
Oh, boy. And Lord Binkier Northwood.
Uh-oh.
The most important person to get up there first.
Yeah, I rolled a 9.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Not my highest roll.
No.
He's just so distracted by this metal object flying at him.
Yeah, not quick enough to stop a metal object coming at your dome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little worried about that.
So this is effectively a surprise round, and this metal object comes flying through the air right at Binky's head.
No.
No. And that is a natural 1.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
A small opening.
What a start.
Was that a named metal object?
It is.
Is that a named metal object?
The rabbit.
Oh, wow. Was not ready with this. Okay. All right. Where should we go? Where are my ranged fumbonies? Here we go. Spencer Jones.
Hi, Spencer.
From Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Knees weak, palms sweaty, mom's spaghetti. whether it be you unable to control the recoil on your gun, you pulled your bowstring back a little too much, or you just made a mess. What is this? The combination of your mistakes or just your sweaty palms in general makes your weapon go flying 15 feet away from you in a random direction. Roll a D8 to determine the direction. No save. So I imagine it would just hit another target if it, you know, goes in that direction. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Your weapon goes flying. So it's basically a null. The fumble is you drop the weapon. But since it's a thrown attack.
Oh.
It's just not going to have an effect unless he shot it from a weapon.
Okay. It was not shot from a weapon. The weapon goes awry. It misses Lord Northwood. But then you see in midair, it stops and turns around and flies back. And you see it land in the hand of this tiny creature, this tiny scaly winged creature at the far end of the room.
Huh. Huh.
Round one. All right, I have 28 tabs open. Let me find the one.
I was going to say, that is not... I mean, is that what you expected, Troy and Nick?
No.
And Matthew? Everybody's a little strangely silent.
Tiny winged
it
creature?
It flew back into the hand of a tiny winged creature? What?
Yeah, well, I'm waiting. I'm kind of holding my breath to see if this creature... I want to see the pawn for this creature, because I really don't know...
Yeah, Joe, judge me by my size, do you? Actually, yes, you all do. So
that's consistently true.
That is undeniably true.
I was expecting either Lamash 1 or Lamash 2. One of them I was expecting to be here.
Right. Wah, wah.
I'm also pretty tense because I know I'm going... I assume I'm going first. And even though that's something my class would like to do, I don't like doing it. I like letting the fight kind of come to me. Ah, there
Uh-oh.
It is.
Oh, there it is. Okay,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you see this Ooh. Creature floating up there.
Oh, cool. Okay, that's
very
not
cool.
Good. That's not good at all.
Ugly.
I don't know.
Scaly, horned.
Nice bod,
strangely
though.
Feminine, yes.
Yeah. Did you say on air last week, Skid, or did you just say it afterwards that the art for this changed? Between the updated version and the original version that you were running.
Yeah, I think I said it off air, but yeah, the original version of this art was very different from the version in the anniversary
Uh-oh.
Edition. So
how so?
I'll show you later.
Okay.
So
I have two questions about this creature.
Okay.
One, how tiny, and two, Do we happen to recognize parts of its anatomy from certain drawings that we've seen before?
No, you do. I don't think you would.
It's not.
Maybe. Oh, maybe not, you would, actually.
It's not. What's her face?
It's not his girlfriend.
No, this is a very tiny. It is a mechanically tiny.
Oh, mechanically
creature.
Tiny. Okay.
Yeah. So this is. But this is not this the loved one. The love object of Mr. Tsuto.
It's not Nualia.
It is not Nualia.
Yeah.
So this is now round one.
Oh, this sucks.
So you see this dagger flies into the clawed hand of this creature, and she immediately takes the dagger and slides it across her wrist.
Uh-oh.
Drops of blood drop down into the steaming basin below her, and a creature crawls out.
Oh, cool.
Sure does.
Whoa. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. That's a blood summons.
It's a blood summons.
Oh, no. Oh, one of those guys with the mandibles.
It's another sin spawn.
Sin spawn.
It's another mandible man. Tank taunt mandible man.
I wonder if this one is like... Man. Isn't each sin spawn different? Didn't we learn that? Like, this could be like a blood spawn.
It was like, I think it was a wrath spawn that we saw. Yeah. I would assume they're going to be pretty similar within one temple location.
Yeah, if it's linked to a sin, I guess it would be blood spawn. But I don't know. I'm expecting the worst.
I mean, this tiny creature does seem rather wrathful.
Yeah, it's not happy. Okay.
Everybody who would be able to see this creature, make a sense motive check.
All right.
Sorry, I don't. What is the light? Is it pitch black in here? Besides the light that is shining from,
it is dim light coming from. We'll say it's dim light just because of the cauldron.
Okay.
And then the light that you guys have around you.
Yeah, Thorn would still have dancing lights.
So theoretically, everybody can see it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I got that low light.
I got a just a 10.
Okay.
19 for Rhapsody.
Oh, my God.
There you go, Raps. So just an 8 for Foley.
11 for Lord Northman.
And, oh, geez, and a 6 for Averxius. He is not that interested in anyone's intentions.
So the light is dim. She's very far away, and it's difficult for everybody except for Rhapsody with his... raven-like eyes. He is able to detect a note of disappointment, you think, when this creature crawls out.
She's like, that's the CR that I get out of that blood ritual?
The little winged creature seems a little disappointed.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, wow.
All right. And it is officially the end. Well, it is the end of her turn, and it is now... Rhapsody's turn.
Rhapsody's turn. Oh, we are far away.
Indeed.
Especially if a creature can only move 20 feet. So I'm going to go ahead and move full complement of my movement 20 feet to get right to the edge of the sort of southernmost staircase leading up the dais. It's like a northern staircase and a southern staircase from this way that we're shaped here. And then, is there any sort of debris whatsoever on the ground?
Yeah, there's the random, like, rocks and stuff.
Bits and bobs. All right, I'm going to try and telekinetic projectile at, how high is the... Is she behind that pool, or is she visible?
Like, she's floating? Above it. She's floating above.
All right, I'll try and throw something.
She's like... She's 20 feet up in the air. She's 20 feet up in the air.
Wow, so weird.
That's cool as hell, man.
All right, great. Let's do it. Let's see if we can do a little telekinetic projectile, John. I'll like take my hand off the blade and just shroom, Jedi toss something. Not super confident. Now I am with a 19.
Ooh, a 19. That is a hit.
Nice.
Ooh, baby.
All right. 1d6 points of bludge damn. 2 points of damage.
There you go, dude.
There's still a little opening blood there.
make a perception check.
Okay.
Ooh.
I can do that.
He's good at that.
28.
Holy smokes.
Ooh. You notice that while it seems to knock her off her course a little bit, it seems to disrupt her flight, it didn't seem to hurt her at all.
everyone. She might have DR against bludgeoning.
What? DR. It is Foley's turn.
Oh, man. Okay.
Here we all go. Right.
That's interesting. All right. Averxius is just going to stalk slowly, methodically, to the other side of the room, to the other stairway. That is his full move action. And he's going to ready an action with his bare hands that if her or this creature come within his 10-foot melee range, he will attack.
Okay.
And then Foley is going to move up behind him, and he will cast resistance on him. Wait, do I have that? Or is that just... is that Nick? Sorry, one second. Me. I don't think I have that. No, I don't. He'll cast guidance on him.
Guidance.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Okay, and that will make it Thorn's turn.
Okay, so Thorn reaches out to Binky and says... You dodged a dagger there, my friend. And she casts resistance on you. So you get a plus one resistance bonus on saves. Delightful. And then she is going to move 5, 10, 15. She's going to move up right behind Rhapsody as they start moving forward. And that is her turn.
Okay.
Ooh, we're splitting up the room. Let's do this.
This is good. It's our only chance.
It is.
And then she sweats because she realizes that she has cast all her level one spells for the day.
Oh, no.
That's not good news.
It's been a long day.
Oh. Okay. That will make it Lord Northwood's turn.
Lord Northwood says, I say you there. I must formally issue you a challenge on behalf of the Order of the Blue Rose. Prepare to fight. So he will issue his challenge against the small winged creature.
Okay.
And then he will move the full complement of his movement. So that's 1, 2, 3. I think I can get there. Which will put me in melee with the Wrath Spawn.
Okay.
And then... actually, you know what? I will stay on the stairs because I don't want to block Averxius if something happens. Okay. No. You know what? I'm not going to metagame it. I'll go up. And then I will take a swing, not at the wing creature, but at the spawn, the sin spawn.
Okay, cool.
Power attack is on. That's going to be a natural 3.
Oh!
So I'm going to guess that misses.
What is the total?
9.
Yeah, that's a miss.
No. Damn you, Northwood. I was bringing it to me. You fool.
Well, fortune favors the bold and all that.
Not your fortune,
clearly
friend.
Clearly not.
The good news is hopefully they'll both attack Northwood now.
Really? Yeah, really. Oh, man.
Very good news. Very good news.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Fear not. There may be more sin spawn to come. Some for anybody.
Yeah. Get your chance.
Oh, yeah, shit. What if she keeps cutting and more of these things come up?
And it is the Sin Spawn's turn. And look at the tentacles that make up its mouth, like, splay out in rage as it bites at Lord Northwood. Ooh, 8. That's a miss.
That will miss.
And then he claws out. 10. That's a miss. God, die. Ooh, that is a 20 to hit.
That will hit.
And 4 points of damage on Northwood. All right.
Good, no save. That's what I was worried about. And now make
I'm just sitting here in silence. Like,
impossible.
Please don't say. And roll a... I'd be like, damn it!
Oh, man.
And the round 2. The winged creature vanishes.
Oh, no.
Of course.
Oh, Nelly.
Classic.
No. Oh, Nelly.
Classic.
And it is Rhapsody's turn.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
Oh, that just stinks.
Okay. 5, 10, 15. Wait a second. These are diagonal. Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20. I still can't get where I'd like to get. So, that's brutal. I'll go ahead and attempt a telekinetic projectile against the spin spawn.
Okay.
Yeah. God, he's so slow. Oh! Natty 19!
Ooh.
That would have been a critical threat with my Phantom Blade. All right, so he just fucking throws a rock. I'm coming, Northwood. 6 points of damage. There
Ooh,
it is.
Ouch.
Wow.
Jedi trick.
Badass. Wow. Yeah, so this rock flies across the room and cracks the sin spawn right in the back of its skull. Lets out a little yelp of pain. And it is Foley's turn.
Oh, man. We got nothing. We got nothing right now. Foley's going to... Averxius is going to move to get upstairs. Jeez, what a weird room for this.
Yeah. We should probably start checking out that pool. Geez.
Yeah, I don't know where she's going or what she's going to do. I'm going to delay.
Okay.
I'm going to delay.
Only delays.
But what about Averxius?
And it is...
We're both going to delay. Okay.
And I'll make it Thorne's turn.
I want to do a perception on this pool in the middle of the room. There's a circular pool with the stones in the middle there. So I'm going to do a perception on that. Ugh, just 13. I rolled a 7.
Yeah, it just seems like water.
Okay. All right, so then Thorne is going to... she is going to get back into her song. So she is going to open up her raging song. She's going to do Inspired Range. Inspired Rage with her raging song. So we're going to activate that.
Bruce.
And so she starts singing... The bride, she daren't look behind. She had to keep a crystal mind. With a foot upon the forward bow. His screams, they stopped. Her time was now.
So I'm really paying it off for the binge listeners here.
Nick, you really need to start writing... One verse songs.
It's impossible.
Maybe two or maybe songs that are just a refrain.
That's impossible.
Can't she be a haiku bard?
Maybe if we play, if we go back to Jade Regent, I'll be a haiku bard. So she starts her raging song, and since she didn't get a beat off that pool, anything interesting, she's just going to try to keep up with. Keep up with Rhapsody there. So 5, 10, 15, 20. She's going to stay right behind Rhapsody there. And that's her turn.
Okay.
So everyone...
You're all treated to the lilting notes of Bruce Hornsby and the Rage song. Thorne runs up the stairs behind her friend, and it is now Lord Northwood's turn.
Okay. Lord Northwood... Seeing the object of his challenge disappear, is going to stand his ground and take another swing at the Sin Spawn with power attack. Critical threat.
There it is.
See, okay.
I knew he had
critical
it.
Critical threat.
To confirm.
Binky!
A natural one to confirm.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Bump.
I don't think that does it.
No, I don't think it will.
No.
What's your bonus?
Probably.
What's your bonus?
Plus 6. All right. Well, regular hit anyway, so here we go. That's 15 points of damage.
Oh, well, okay. Describe your kill, Lord Northwood.
Lord Northwood steps up, quickly dodges. Like the first thing, it's like blow, and then he takes a blow right on the shoulder, but then runs the sin spawn through right through its center with his +1 longsword.
And it slides off and down onto the ground before this altar. Okay, that thing is gone. And
then I will move. I will move to stand at the lip of the overhang.
Okay.
And I'll do a perception check to see if I can hear flutter of little wings anywhere.
Okay.
Ooh, flutter.
Ooh, like 16.
Flutter.
16?
Yeah.
You think you hear fluttering, and also you think you hear some really, really quiet talking, but it's you can't pinpoint it because of this huge echoey room, but you can't tell where it's coming from.
He's still here. Block the door. He must die.
There's a lot of doors.
Lock them all.
Okay, round three. It is the creature's turn. And she does something, I guess.
Oh, no!
And it is Rhapsody's turn.
Rhapsody's turn. Okay. Can I do a perception check on this thing that she bled into where the Sinspawn emerged from?
Yeah.
Dude. 29.
Troy's hot. He's hot.
So you look into this triangular cistern kind of thing, and it looks like it has this orange glow coming from it. It's bubbling and steam coming out of it. It's this orange light, but otherwise it looks like water. And that it looks basically, it's cloudy, so you can't really see too deep into it, but that's pretty much all you can make out.
Okay. Well, I wish I had.
Jump in!
I know, I want to dump it, but I don't know how heavy it is.
You don't know until you try.
Yeah.
It is, I should clarify, it's a giant, like, stone altar, triangular altar.
That's what I thought, yeah.
With a basin in it, like, carved out of it, and it's surrounded by runes.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and ready an action if I see her. I can't move up and attack, right? So if she appears within my range, I'll attack.
Okay. All right. And that will make it Foley's turn.
Averxius is going to look around, his fiery eyes, not seeing this creature. I don't like this. Foley turns to Foley. Fall back beyond the door. Stay safe. And he pushes Foley back out of the room where they were before.
Oh,
and he
okay.
falls back to the door and just stands at the entrance of the door. He'll also ready an action. If anything pops up within 10 feet, he'll attack it.
Okay, cool. All right, and that will make it Thorn's turn.
All right, so Thorn is also at a bit of a loss here as to what to do. Not knowing that they're going to be attacking anyone this round, she's probably not. She's not going to continue her song. You know, she'll ready an action too. If the creature appears, she'll take an action.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And finally, Lord Northwood.
Quick perception check again to see if I hear and pinpoint where the creature is. 13.
Yeah,
I need closer to 40-ish, 35-ish. Nailed it.
Well, maybe it tripped or something.
maybe
it stubbed its toe while it was flying somewhere.
She's just like, son of a bitch,
in the corner. I hear it.
Alright, Lord Northwood will flank out down the eastern stairs, moving to cover the eastern door.
Okay. New round.
I'll double move.
At that moment, outside the door, behind Foley, appears a vicious, red glowing-eyed, evil-looking pony.
What?
No!
What?
Wow.
And it lets out a savage but adorable neighing sound.
A little smashing?
And lashes out with its hooves, cute little hooves. 12 to hit.
That is a miss, okay. Just barely.
Okay. And misses again. So, like these horrible demonic hooves fly over your head and miss you completely. And
I'm sorry, could that trigger my readied action? Because it is technically 10 feet away from Averxius.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how you want to handle that. Okay. And there is no inspired rage, right?
No, she stopped the song.
Okay, then Averxius is going to behind you, and he reaches over Foley's head with his fist and just tries to just jaw punch this pony. Just take it out in one shot. Let's see what he got.
What is this, Natty Saddles?
I know. I know, right? Natty 2. Natty 2. He knows it was close. He almost smashed his fist in the wall and broke his own hand. He's like, oh, I'm off balance. I mean, it took him by surprise. I'll tell you what. He expected a lot of things. He didn't expect a red-eyed, fiendish pony behind him.
Yeah, I figured that might be a curveball. All right, so the pony is still safe, and it is Rhapsody's turn. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Sorry. Before that happens.
Yeah.
Lord Northwood, make a will save.
Remember,
will save.
You have a plus one. Yeah. You have a plus one.
That's great, because now my will save is plus one.
Oh, no.
And that is an 8.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Not Northwood.
Oh, God.
It's just mind control. It's cool.
Yeah.
Northwood. Your body goes rigid.
Oh, no.
As you are under the effects of a hold person spell.
Oh, no.
And you cannot move. You can attempt a new save on your turn, but...
Effectively paralyzed.
Right, effectively paralyzed for now. And... With that spell casting, the creature appears, again, hovering 20 feet over this pool of water in the center of the room.
Oh, God, it's over there. Shite.
All right. And it is Rhapsody's turn.
Yeah. Man. No, it's out of my range now. Let's see here. All right, I will make my way back down the stairs.
I'd readied an inexplicable action, an unstated action, which probably makes it invalid anyway. When the creature appeared, could I go and get out of Rhapsody's way first, or no? Like,
I can walk through your square.
All right, that's just fine.
Yeah, it's good. Unfortunately, I can't get to her, so I'll just go down, and I might as well at least try a telekinetic projectile again. Natural 1. Probably shouldn't have tried that.
Oh, come on,
that
dude.
That may not work out.
Now, we've talked about this before, but I can't remember where we landed. Is it magic or is it ranged?
I mean, it's a spell.
So, dude, you're about to go down to Awful Town.
Yeah, it's a magical, it's fucking mental spell. It's telepathy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no. All right, this one from Keith in Terre Haute.
Keith. Slashmaster?
Keith Slashmaster from Terre Haute. The Upside Down. This magic has attracted the attention of something dark and hungry.
Oh, no.
The spell fails, and a strange rift is opened under the caster. The caster is pulled through into the shadow plane by a mass of writhing tentacles and dropped on the ground in a dystopian replica of where they were. Creatures approach from all sides, tearing at the caster. Then one round later, the caster appears in a random location within 60 feet of their original position. The method of reappearance is up to the GM's discretion.
So I'm back next round, 60 feet.
Oh my God.
Oh, man. So
it just
like,
says within 60 feet. It doesn't say it has to be 60 feet away.
Wow. Right, so I'm like trying. I've been successful with this twice already with the choom, choom. And now I'm just like, I got this. And it just opens up a rift in the plane.
To the shadow plane, dude.
I fall through. And all right. So I'm out of here for at least a round.
Yeah. So Rhapsody is now gone. We think Rhapsody is gone forever.
It's good. Okay. You can place me where you want next round.
Okay. Yeah. You all just see. Dimensional portal open up beneath Rhapsody's bird feet, and these tendrils come out, drag him down, screaming, and he's gone.
I didn't know he could do that. Did you know he could do that?
I didn't know he could do that.
Help Rhapsody! What the hell?
That's a good fumble.
It's a good one.
Oh my god.
It is Foley's turn.
No. Oh, is it? Isn't it my turn? No. No, Foley's first. Sorry.
Yeah. The creature hovering over the pool, is it hittable for someone with reach, or is it 20 feet up in the air?
It's 20 feet up in the air.
Okay, so remains unhittable. Let's see. Averxius is going to say, "Get out of the way!" And Foley is going to full withdraw into the room. Stand next to Northwood. There's nothing with magical hole. Now, you know what? Foley's just going to come around to the other side of Averxius. And then Averxius will attack the pony with a slam.
Okay.
Such a silly sentence. 23 to hit.
That is a hit.
And he does 11 points of damage.
Okay. You do a good amount of damage to this pony. But it stays upright.
Wow. Somehow. That is a strong beast.
What a pony.
And now it is Thorn's turn.
Okay. So Thorn is crap. Thorn is going to attempt to daze this flying creature. But first I want to do a knowledge planes check on her. So if I can find out natural 2. For 4 total.
You're on fire.
That's not gonna work. Yep, I really am rolling like crap.
You're so hot right now.
And then I'm going to try to cast daze on her. My range is 25 feet, so I should be fine. Okay. Is she four or fewer hit dice?
She may be, yes.
Okay. All right. It is a DC 13 will save.
Okay. She made it.
She has a plus 13 to will.
And then Thorn is going to move. Just try to get down. No, Thorn is going to stay where she is right now. And 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. She's going to get move toward a door too. I think she can move about there. 5, okay. 10, 15, 20. Yeah, 25. Okay.
So she moves down the stairs back towards the double doors entering the room and towards the single door on the south
wall. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. It is Lord Northwood's turn. Make another will save to see if you can shake free of the spell.
All right.
Snap out of it, Banky. Wake up.
Foley's like 10 feet away from him, shouting at him.
Okay. Natural 16 for 17.
Okay. So you're able to wiggle one of your toes and it snaps the spell. You're able to move again.
Yes.
I believe that is a full round action, as I recall from my Hold Monster days.
Okay.
So.
I'll take your word for that.
I'll look it up.
It is a new round, and it is the creature's turn. And she casts a spell. Lord Northwood, Foley, and Averxius, please make a will save.
Okay.
I just got out of this one.
I just got out of this one.
13?
Woo! That is an 11 for Averxius and a natty 20 for Fafelfinfolian.
Okay, so that, I think... All right, that is DC 12, so one of you failed.
No! Averxius, no! You beautiful red bastard!
Averxius, no!
Averxius is frightened.
Impossible. Oh my god.
The other two of you are shaken for one round.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jeepers. Okay. All right. Frightened. So I must flee at all speed from the source of my fear.
Okay. So that will, and she doesn't move, and okay, that is the pony's turn. The pony takes a 5-foot step towards Averxius before he can run. And lashes out with a hoof. That's an 8. That's a miss. Misses twice again. These cute little evil hooves just clopping off of your knees. Not doing any damage. But you're still scared. And now it is Rhapsody's turn. Oh, so Rhapsody... Let's see.
God.
All right. So Rhapsody, you appear... You spend this horrific time in the shadow realm.
I just threw myself in the fog of war last round.
I see. It feels like it could be a minute. It could be hours to you, but you reappear in complete darkness.
Oh no!
Oh man!
Oh man! I wonder if in one of these side rooms.
All around is quiet. Although you do see a little bit of light coming through what looks like a crack in a doorway.
Huh. All right. Quick perception check.
Wait, do you not have dark vision?
I have low light vision. I'm gonna.
Okay, then I'll show you then. So,
that's not close. That's not close. What he just revealed?
God, what is happening?
Oh my God!
You are in. Oh, there it is. Looks like you're in this little 10-foot by 10-foot room with a drawer that's slightly ajar. Just a tiny bit of light in this room.
That's so cool.
Perception check on the room. Anything I see in there? 17.
It's hard to see. It looks like it's just very, very dusty, and there's some crumbled material around you, but you can't quite tell what it is or what it used to be.
Okay. Deal with this later. All right, I am. Can I open the door from there, or do I need to step forward?
Yeah, you can open the door where you're standing.
All right, move action, open the door, and then I'll move 5 feet to look at it. Oh, hey. I'm back.
He's back, Avruxius. There's no need to fear. Rhapsody's returned.
And then
come back.
And then I'll move 10 more feet.
Our Messiah's returned.
I'll move right next to. Who is that there?
Thorn.
Thorn. Hey, Thorn. Let's do this.
Where the hell did you go?
I don't know.
Okay, and it is Foley and Avruxius' turns.
Okay, so Foley, you know, I don't think there's much that I can do in this situation. He's just going to, with fear in his eyes, shaken, looking at this flying demonic creature, is just going to like, ah, fuck, and fire his crossbow at it. And, I mean, if I hit, this would be shocking. Shock! And he misses with a 5, with an adjusted 5. And Avruxius will attempt to do an acrobatics check through the pony square. Oh, God. And get a 6, so he will provoke an attack of opportunity.
Okay, the pony is blocking your way, so you can't run away.
He's just like,
might be for the best.
And you could run through the other door, too.
Let me by, you foul beast. You must flee away from the source of your fear. You know what I mean? So, like,
the door next to Lord Northwood is away from the caster.
Well, in either case, he was turned around fighting the pony. I mean, I just figured he'd try to run away. I figured it was bad to provoke an attack of opportunity.
Or is he afraid of the pony? Afraid of the pony, Avruxius?
You shut your mouth, Northwood.
Not even magic could make me fear this pony.
Get out of my way, you foul beast.
I'm terrified.
So, the fell pony clops out at you with another hoof, and now it's a 12. It glances off your thorny hide harmlessly.
Useless mule, get out of my way.
but yeah, you're blocked. It blocks your path.
Is there a round total on this, or is it forever? Until the creature's dead?
I think it's 4 rounds, I believe.
Well, you can look it up as you keep going. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's certainly not now.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Let me figure it out. It is 3 rounds.
Okay, so that was 1.
Yeah.
All right, so we got 1 in the books. 2 more.
That's all. It's just 2 more rounds when we all die.
This Wrath Hunter returns.
Okay. All right, and that will make it Thorn's turn.
Okay, so Thorn, with like no ranged weapon at all, she is going to try yet again to daze this creature that's flying above. And so again, DC 13 will save.
Okay.
What's your melee weapon of choice?
Battle axe. Can't throw it.
Is it flying out of reach?
It's 20 feet up.
Ah, yeah. Okay. I missed that.
That is a natty 15.
Golly.
Fail.
I didn't think he had it.
All right. So Thorn does that and is like not feeling particularly confident about what's going to happen next. But she also sees Averxius trying to get out of here. So she's going to try to run over there to see what can be done or that sort of thing to help over here. She's going to run over there.
Okay. All right, and that is now Lord Northwood's turn.
Okay, the way to the pony is very clogged. So Lord Northwood is going to...
We put all our resources into defeating this pony.
Lord Northwood.
Send another wave. Bring the archers.
Archers to the walls.
The pony strikes.
Fire at will at ponies.
So Lord ridiculous. Northwood will look up at the creature and say, "This way of fighting is most unbecoming to you. I have issued a challenge. Since you clearly do not want to fight, I shall offer you terms for your surrender. You must immediately give up your magics and weapons and lay down your arms and submit to questioning at once." And so mechanically, I'm offering him terms. Does he accept? Or does she accept?
The pony?
No, the caster.
Oh. Mechanically, do you have to offer reasonable terms?
No, I just have to.
Nay.
That's a
nay. Yeah.
I think that's a very fair offer. It wasn't an unconditional surrender. So
she feels like she has the upper hand. So she is not inclined to surrender.
Oh, your mistake! Now I get bonuses to hit.
Okay. You fell for it.
I was earnest in my offer, but since you have declined, I shall now fight you to the death.
Right. She's still feeling pretty good. That actually reminds me. Now it's a new round, but with me and Pat McGrath and my friend Steve went to medieval times in Jersey one time, and like we got so into it, we were like, we said the black and white section, so they give you a knight to root for. We're like black and white. We're just getting hammered, and we're just like, yes, and it's just like take him down. And so our knight was defeated, and so he's just like, he's killed. He's like lying on the floor of the tourney field, and it was just like, all right, so it's just like, so the green knight is triumphant, and like they turn off the lights on the thing, and they shine a light on the green knight, and the king is giving the speech. But in the darkness, he could just make out the black and white knight, just like crawling away to like get away. And Steve like jumps out of his seat and he points out and says, "He lives! He lives!" Archers to the walls! I've never laughed harder in my fucking life. This is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god.
I'll never forget it. It was so funny.
I'm sure. I'm sure the servers and performers at medieval times in Jersey have never had an outburst before.
I know.
I'm also just picturing the faces on the parents of the young children all around you.
Yeah, the little like, kids.
Haven't we suffered enough?
Anyway, it is a new round, and it is her turn. And she moves across the room, flap, 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 flap. And she throws her dagger again at Lord Northwood.
Ooh. She's targeting your Binky.
She's targeting Binky. That is a critical threat.
No, I don't care for that. I have a free reaction to dispel criticals. I don't. I
should. Damn it, Nick.
So that is I guess that's a ranged attack.
Did you confirm?
Wait, it's confirmed?
Oh, that is... I'm going to confirm. That is a 24.
Ah.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Shoot, our only...
No. God. All right, let's see. This one from Oz.
Hi, Oz.
In Hereford, England.
Oh, International Edition. International Edition.
You give love a bad name.
Ooh.
A shot to the heart as your projectile or fragments of the target's armor puncture their blood-pumping organ. Double damage and a fortitude save or exertion causes 1d6 points of bleed for any move or attack action, and 3d6 bleed for a full round action. Magical healing or a DC 15 heal check stops the bleeding, and creatures without functioning hearts are immune. So Jesus. Basically, it punctured your heart, and now any stress causes bleed.
Oh my
unless I make the fortitude save.
Unless, yeah, you make the fortitude save, yeah.
Okay.
But it is still double damn.
Okay. So it's only 2 points of damage as this tiny dagger shoots and barely pierces the one of your ventricles and flies back into your hand.
Oh my god!
But
all right,
it seems like damage like a very would be more severe.
Important fortitude save. Am I still shaken?
No,
you
that
still
was just
have
one
resistance
round.
Though. You still have a plus one.
Yep, but let me take off the minus two. There we go. That's going to be a tweener. What'd you say? I rolled a 16. What'd you say the DC was?
The DC is her confirmation roll, so it's a 24.
Oh.
Ugh.
No, but didn't it say there was a save listed in the text you read?
There's never, it doesn't matter what they write in their text. We always do the confirmation roll. Because it has to scale with any game. So, the DC is the confirmation to hit.
Oh, God almighty.
So now.
So that's the way you want to play it.
Yeah, 1d6 bleed for any move or attack action. DC 15 heal check stops the bleeding.
All right.
Oh my god.
Ooey vey. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right.
Lord Northwood's not too great on the hit points anyway.
We gotta bring her down. Like if we attack her while flying and do enough damage, then maybe she'll fail the fly check and fall 10 feet down. Like her being up there, we just don't have the capabilities.
Should we draw her out of the room or something like that? So she has to come down from this high ceiling room?
Maybe.
Yeah, without any real range. No. I mean, I'm not sure what we're going
to
do here.
I was thinking, can I jump off that upper level to try to get to her?
That's what I was thinking, too.
No way.
My acrobatics are shit.
Yeah, mine are garbage, too.
Well, you know, you could do it, but you're probably going to fall and break your leg after you hit her.
Yeah.
And only get one attack.
Yeah.
All right. And it is the pony's turn.
God. Oh, God. It is the pony's turn.
Pony lets out a demonic yelp. Misses twice with its hooves. And Averixius is unaffected. Except by the fear. And
still terrified.
And it is Rhapsody's turn.
Alright, so Rhapsody is just going to very quickly pull out a dagger and throw it at her.
Nice. Okay. You got this. On. You got this, Rhapsody. Yes, Rhapsody!
Come on. Ooh, okay. That's a 19 to hit.
Yes! That's a hit.
Alright. Remind me to pick up that dagger later. Okay, all right, this is good here. If I can roll good damage. Okay, it is, let me just make sure, 6 points of damage.
Okay,
so does that mean you have to roll a DC 16 fly check? Is it 10 plus the damage? Or is it just 10?
Well, let's see. So I don't know what how does that work?
Yeah, attacked while flying. If you you must make a DC 10 fly check to avoid losing 10 feet of altitude. If you take damage while flying,
all right. So the damage doesn't affect. It's just a straight up.
So DC 10 fly check.
She's probably got DC plus 10 to fly.
How do you not have her fly memorized? Come on, man. You knew we were recording today.
Lack of prep.
Yeah, that's on me for sure. No, it actually, she is, she's fine.
Oh,
she's
man.
Fine. Okay.
I think we all know our fly
little thing
checks.
Called perfect.
She does seem to be a little bit hurt, though.
Okay. Oh, man. God.
This is brutal. I have to get a Verxius, like a great bow.
Yeah, this is a real. So this is you guys haven't run into this situation yet where you need ranged attacks and you don't have any.
God, it sucks because I'm red hot right now and I cannot hit. I mean, I can't do anything to her. Nobody can.
Yeah. Yeah, this is tough. Something maybe you'll need to address going forward. And it is, Rapsy, do you move at all?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to keep closing on her because maybe I'm fine if she attacks me. 5, 10, 15, 20. So I'm just going to loop around the pool to the north, hoping she comes at me.
Okay, cool. And
yelling obscenities at her.
Huh? Fuck!
Hey, Wingy!
How dare you! It's Foley and Averxius' turns.
I may regret this, but it's time to be bold. Averxius is clearly out of it. Northwood, take care of this fiendish beast behind us. Averxius, I'm sorry.
And he dismisses Averxius.
Whoa!
Removes him from the combat.
Does he bring?
And then takes a 5-foot step next to Northwood and reloads his crossbow.
You're not bringing the eagle? You're not bringing the eagle?
Next round, I hope. Celestial eagle.
You shut your mouth, Nick. You shut your fucking mouth.
I get excited. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry.
Okay, so Averxius vanishes as he struggles against this pony. And he's left to feel fear in the other plane, and Foley is loading his weapon. All right, it is Thorn's turn. You stand alone against the pony.
All right, so the Thorn's more worried about Northwood than she is about the pony right now. She's going to move to Northwood and attempt an ill-fated... first, she's going to stop and be like, oh, Foley, tell me. You're bringing Voltar? Tell me you're bringing Voltar. Anyway, I'm sorry. And then she turns to try and give a heal check to Lord Northwood. She only has a +1 heal, but gotta go for it. We need Binky.
I think that's a full round action, though, to staunch bleeding, isn't it?
It's just a movement.
It's aid. It's first aid. So it is... it doesn't
first
say.
Aid. You usually use first aid to save a dying character, blah, blah, blah. But it is my whole action. I'm just moving and then doing it.
I know. I was saying, I know.
What are we talking about?
He's saying it's a full round action.
Oh, I can't even move. It.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just not seeing it in the simple description.
Maybe it is just a standard.
Yeah, if it doesn't action. Say it, you usually fall back on, standard. Okay. I just did it again, Troy. I just did it again.
What'd you do?
I googled first aid and just didn't mention Pathfinder.
I did the same thing. I did actions in combat first aid and was like, Army Publishing Directorate.
The first thing comes up, it's like, you should probably be calling 911 right now.
All right. So there's little chance of this working, so let's just go for it anyway.
Sorry, it is a standard action.
Okay, there you go.
One short. Natural 13 on the die for 14. God.
Come on, you're hurting me.
God, help
take
us.
4 points of damage.
Oh, my gosh.
It seems like the bleeding has increased.
Oh, no. All right.
The Thorn is frantically trying to staunch this wound, and it just keeps bleeding more.
This combat is insane.
This is bonkers.
All right, and it is Lord Northwood's turn.
Do I take bleed damage first or at the end of my turn?
You take bleed damage when you do things. So if you don't do anything but attempt a heal check, you don't take any bleed damage.
Great, I will do that.
It's a move or attack action
natural
that triggers
18.
Bleed.
Oh
my god, you patched yourself up.
Which is great because I have a +0 to heal.
Wow.
Wow.
So
okay.
Lord Northwood's like, get out of the way. I feel much better. And then he will move to block the pony.
Okay.
You are not the target of my challenge, but I still must ask you to stand down.
Oh, okay. You're too good.
Bend the knee, mare.
Okay. It is... That is the end of the round. It is a new round. It is her turn. And she watches Lord Northwood staunch the bleeding and run across the room to block her precious pony. And she flaps over and she points her finger at Lord Northwood, and the wound opens back up.
No!
In your chest. No. You start bleeding again.
Oh my God.
I say,
gah,
I do not like this. I must register my objection. This violates several terms of combat. I've read all of the major treaties. Crafted a few of them.
It is the pony's turn, and now it has a new target. Fresh meat, thinks the demonic pony. And it's a 10 and an 11 to hit. Misses with both its tiny little evil hooves.
I say thee nay.
It's a war of words, more than a war of combat.
God, this pony has survived so much longer than I
said. Only Averxius hadn't been so frightened of it.
I know.
And everything about ponies.
It is Rhapsody's turn.
All right, Rhapsody is going to double move up to the top of the dais. It's go time.
He's gonna go do
time.
It.
It's John Wick time, or not John Wick time? Was a who's that director?
John Woo.
John Woo time. Sleep off, two-headed.
These wings are vestigial.
Okay, Rhapsody's preparing something, and it is Foley's turn.
Foley begins praying under his breath. And that's his round.
Okay. All right. Thorn, your turn.
All right, so Thorn, seeing that she still has no chance at attacking this spellcaster, she is going to move back over to Binky, like, oh, Binky, well done there, staunching your own wound. I think I saw what you did there. Let me try and help you again here. And she's going to try again. Another heal check on you. Oh, it fails even worse. Just a natural 3 for a 4 total. Oh, God. This is so awful. I hate this combat, and I hate you, Skid. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you. So Thorn is fumbling and artfully ripping at your wound and your heart, Lord Northwood. His blood spatters everywhere. And
this looks much easier on TV.
It is Northwood's turn.
All right. Lord Northwood is going to risk the bleed and take a swing at the pony. Okay. Power attack is on.
Okay.
Critical threat. Natty 19.
Oh. There you go.
There you go. Let's
finish that GD pony.
17 to confirm.
That is a confirmed critical.
It's a 16 to confirm because it is not the target of my challenge.
Oh, it is still a confirmed crit.
Still a confirmed critical. Let's save the fan crit. Just do your double damage on the fiendish pony.
These poor fans wrote in these criticals.
But nobody wants to get their thing read and then have it be completely meaningless. Because this pony is dead.
Okay, that is 15 points of damage.
Okay, you may describe your kill,
Biggie. Biggie just takes one giant hack down with the longsword and lops off this demonic pony's head.
Okay.
May you be a prop through for future movies!
You cleave through the thick neck of this diabolical pony.
And now how much bleed vanishes. Do I
take? How much is it? 1d6?
1d6 bleed.
You want to roll it, Skid, or shall I?
I will roll it. 3 points of bleed damage.
Lord Northwood clutches at his heart.
My heart. Elizabeth, I'm coming.
I love it.
He gets off all on right. This sort of thing? I'm confused.
What?
He gets off on this sort of thing? I'm confused.
All right, it is, yet again, it is a new round. And
I think we just got shaded by Skid.
It's true.
I know.
Not the first time.
I knew this would be like this combat would drive me insane if I was playing it. I would be livid right
now. I'm having a blast.
I'm having fun.
Great. Good.
All right.
The fiendish pony.
It's amazing.
And she vanishes again.
Oh, dear Lord.
Now I'm not having fun.
Okay. It is. All right. The pony is gone. And it is Rhapsody's turn.
Rhapsody stares in the direction of where she was flying. And he goes, "Hey, fairy. You coward. I saw disappointment in your eyes when you called up that sin spawn that lasted all of 12 seconds. I don't know what this is going to do, but I wish I could see your eyes when I do it." And he's going to take his phantom blade, cut the tip of his finger, and then drop blood into the thing that she dropped blood into.
Oh, wow. Okay.
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 This isn't going to bite us in the ass at all.
This is called the kitchen sink plan.
Yeah. I love it.
So a single drop of avian blood drops into this bubbling cauldron, and it steams and sort of dissipates in this water. It's freezing cold in the room again, and nothing seems to happen.
Okay.
All right. It is Foley's turn.
I'm back 5 feet.
Yeah, so Foley finishes his ritual, and whoosh, yeah, this rift opens up, and... a screaming eagle comes tearing through.
There we go.
From the plane of heaven to smite this evil creature. But it has no target suddenly. And it's going to begin whipping around the room, I guess, looking for a target. So mechanically, we'll just say that Voltar, son of Atos, is going to ready an action to move and strike if it comes within range.
Okay. Okay, Voltar is ready to go.
Nice, mini. That's a golden eagle.
Yes, so good.
Nice, kid. And then Foley is going to take a 5-foot step just to get out from behind Thorn, look at the last place the creature was, and also ready in action to fire his crossbow if it's within range and he sees the creature.
Okay. Good job. All right. And that will make it Thorn's turn.
So Thorn is like, oh, damn it. Let me try this one more time. I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to try to heal him yet again, do some more first aid. So let's give this another shot. Begin to hold still this time. Hold still. Okay, there we go. Natty 15. That is a 16 total.
That is okay. You've staunched the bleeding.
I've staunched it, yeah.
Nice.
Well done. All right. And with his bleeding now finally staunched again, it is Lord Northwood's turn.
Lord Northwood does not quite know what to do here. So he will drink a potion of Cure Light Wounds.
That's good.
Okay, and get back 3 points of healing. And then he will move towards the stairs.
Okay. Starts moving towards the stairs.
He gets to the stairs.
Okay, gets to the stairs. All right. And it is a new round. Nothing seems to happen.
Oh, no. Don't like
it
that.
It is Rhapsody's turn again.
Rhapsody's going to delay.
Okay. Foley's turn.
Foley is going to begin an incantation.
Okay, Foley starts incanting. Thorn.
Uses another zero level spell, another cantrip. She does open close on this door over here. She opens the door.
Okay,
and she walks toward it.
Okay, the other door opens. And. See, anyone who is inside the room on the other side notices that it is basically identical to the other one. It is filled with some crumbling dust and crumbling material. You can't quite tell what it is, but yes, it is otherwise empty.
Okay. Nothing in this one, gents. Nothing in this one.
And it is Binky's turn.
Really?
really?
Already? All right, perception check to see if I notice where the creature is. Here, if I can hear the creature.
Okay.
Nope. So I will go total defense.
Total defense. Okay. New round. At that moment, a slavering, barking goblin dog appears next to the pool, right next to Foley. And...
oh, no.
And attacks.
Damn it.
Okay.
It's bad business.
Oh, that is a 21 to hit.
That hits. Oh.
And that is 9 points of damage.
Oh my god, no. Dude.
Oh no.
And make a fortitude save.
Oh no.
Oh no. 10.
All right. You instantly break out in an itching rash.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Take a -2 penalty to dexterity and charisma.
Okay. Okay. Awful. 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 And I'm going to roll a concentration check to not lose my spell.
Okay.
And I lose my spell.
Oh, no.
So spell is lost and multiple ability damages. Oh, no. No!
Okay. All right, and then the creature reappears on the southwestern side of the room, and she throws her dagger at Thorn.
Okay.
And misses.
Oh, nice.
Cling, it clangs off the wall behind you, zoom, shoots back into her hand, but she's visible again.
That will trigger Voltar's ready to action.
Nice.
He will charge, not mechanically. Actually, yeah, might as well. Mechanically charge while smiting evil. Voltar will smite evil. This radiant light bursts from behind the eagle as it flies and closes on this creature and attempts to attack it with a bite. So here we go. That is a 17 to hit.
Oh, that's a miss.
This is going to be a 9-episode combat.
I know, this is so bad.
But Voltar's right up in her business now, so that's good.
Okay.
That gives us something.
All right. And it is now Rhapsody's turn.
I just don't have the acrobatics to make that jump. I would need a natural 20 to make that distance. So I will attempt another telekinetic projectile because I only have that one dagger. Come on, you. 13.
Yep. Miss clanks across against the wall, but behind her. okay, it is Foley's turn.
Foley's turn. Okay. Geez, I know this is weird with having the summoned creature. The creature's going to have to be on a different initiative now, Skid, Voltar. So
I'll just let you guys go because I was already at action. Like, I'll just let you guys
okay.
go in the same.
Okay. Yeah. So Voltar is going to attack 3 times. Here okay. we go. Great. First, a claw, miss. Claw, miss, and then bite, miss. And then Foley is, oh man, he's breaking out in the hives from this damn thing. He is going to say, Bakey! And then he's going to full withdraw. So he'll back off into this room behind okay. Thorn just to create some room here and maybe try to... to cast a spell at some point.
It's really funny. Like, Thorn opens the door and you immediately run through
it. Excellent idea, Thorn. And he just runs into the room and closes the door.
Like Burke and Aliens.
Yeah.
He's just like, what are you doing? Okay, it is Thorn's turn.
Okay, Thorn is going to step right up in the one square close and attack this goblin dog.
okay. with her battle axe. That's only a 12 to hit.
That is a miss. That is a miss. God. Yeah, we're going to be here all night, guys. It is Northwood's turn.
All right. We got to get after this guy. So Lord Northwood is going to drop his shield and drop his longsword and draw his composite shortbow.
Yes.
And I don't have a great to hit. However, because I issued my challenge, I do get a bonus to hit this guy, even with the shortbow. Okay. So let's see what happens here. Natty 19. So
whoa!
24 to hit.
That is a hit.
Beautiful, nice. Banky. Beautiful, Banks.
5 points of damage.
Okay. All right. So, this lands in it.
There's no right. damage.
Yeah, it doesn't do any damage. God, but that's good that you hit it.
Flying plus invisibility plus DR equals I'm turning my mic off.
I know. This is a recipe
oh, God.
Fucking slog. All right, so it is a new round. It is her turn again. She throws her dagger at Binky again and misses. Shroom flies back into her hand. The goblin dog bites at Thorn for a 12 and misses.
Misses.
Okay, and that will make it Rapsy's turn.
I'll just try another projectile.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. And that's another 13 miss.
Okay. All right. I'll stay right there, it is. Though. See, this is part of the problem too. The only creature really capable of doing any real damage to this enemy is Voltar, which means that you all are reliant on Joe's rolls to get us out of this.
It's not good. Voltar's due, man. He's a fucking hero, dude.
He is.
He's one of the logical celestial hero.
I know. He's this. The most heroic eagle since that guy that Mark Wahlberg played in that movie.
Yes. Oh, man, if we could just get a crit, dude. I could three rolls around to get a crit. We could do it.
It is your turn. It's it. You can try.
Come on, dude. Also, I'm an idiot and probably set us back a little bit. I completely forgot because I keep Averxius around so much that while it works in so many ways like Summoned Monster, you do not have to take... It does not take a full round to cast it. It's just a standard action. That's crazy.
Joe.
So anyway, Voltar is right next to her and is going to go to town. So here we go. Claw. 19 to hit.
That's a hit.
There we go.
Nice.
Claw hits and does 2 points of damage. But okay. I don't know. It's good, I think. I think it's good.
Is that with the Smite Evil?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But all it gets through. It hurts her.
Yeah. All right. Second claw. Ooh, 20 to hit.
That is also a hit.
And that is also 2 points of damage minimum both times. And then for the bite, natty 19. That is also a hit. Nice. And the bite is going to be a little juicier. 4 points of damage on the bite.
Okay. So Voltar flapping at her. It rips through her flesh. And she screams out in pain. All right,
nice. And then Foley is going to, realizing after summoning Voltar, he's like, I don't need to do all that ridiculous praying. And he just commands Hecula, goddess of dogs, to come and aid us against this hideous goblin beast.
Yes.
And he summons a celestial dog right next to the goblin dog.
Okay, all right.
And that dog, and then Hecula is going to smite evil and bite.
Such a weird looking dog.
I know, it's like, I got a picture of like a wolf like lounging. That's like what I found.
Okay, natural 20.
Hecula, goddess
of dogs. Oh my God.
Real demoralizer.
Log shot to confirm, but that is a 17 to confirm against a goblin.
That's
dog.
A confirmed crit.
Confirmed natural celestial natural whip. crit. Double damn.
Let's see what we got.
It's a named character.
Oh, it is named. Yeah, it is named. Ronan from Toronto. Cower in fear. You strike your target with such an amazing display that they are unable to function. This is the majesty of Hecula, Goddess of Dogs.
Wow.
Double damage, and the target gains the frightened condition for 1d3 rounds. Will save negates. So first, let's do double damage. So that is... that's 8 points of damage. And then a will save. And the will save is DC 17.
Oh, wow. All right. It fails the will save.
Fails the will save. It cowers in fear for one round. Or, I'm sorry, it is frightened. Has the frightened condition for one round. So it will flee and provoke from Thorn and Hecula.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good, good stuff.
We're turning this around, boys.
And it is Thorn's turn.
All right, so Thorn sees Hecula arrive, and she's so stoked about it, but she also knows, like, that she sees Hecula strike true, and she's like, my value is less in my axe than it is in my damn song. And so she strikes back up in her song. The land was close, she jumped through the air. Giant fingers grabbed and held her there. He turned around, said, your laddie's dead. He broke her heart and bit off her head. So we got the inspired rage is going back again on everybody.
Ooh, nice. That'll go on the eagle too, dude.
Yep, on the eagle and Hecula. I'm like, we have all these combatants here. We got to do it. And with Binky doing his range attacks, now it's not like a pointless thing anymore. So that is she, and I think she's going to stay she's going to, maybe she'll move a little bit just to block the block if the thing tries to flee even more if the goblin dog. So
okay.
And that is her round.
Okay. And it is Binky's turn.
Okay, so basically, I cannot hit the on a D6. I cannot damage this creature with my bow. Is what we're what we've
crit. Well, it's probably DR5. So you could probably.
I guess I could roll a natural 20. Does the dog? Yeah. Does the dog kind of looks well in hand?
Well, the dog is not going to do anything for at least one round.
Yep. All right. Binky will fire another shot at.
We haven't rolled a single knowledge check for this creature, too.
I did. I failed.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't have knowledge.
I don't have it.
And also take 4 off that attack there. Oh, no. You're going at the creature, not at the freaking dog. Oh, no, no. I'm sorry, because Voltar is now fighting it, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, even natural 20 was the only it was going to be the only thing that does damage anyway.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
Would you shut your mouth, Nick? It doesn't help.
I mean, it's a 17 to hit.
That's a miss. That's a miss.
All right.
Man, that's a really good roll still.
Yeah, it was a good roll.
Binky will drop the bow and pick up his longsword.
Okay. All right. It is a new round, and the winged creature shrieks at Voltar the Eagle and swings at it with her dagger in her hand and misses. And it is the goblin dog's turn. It attempts to flee. Hecula and Thorn will both get attacks of opportunity.
All right.
Inspired rage on, Joe.
Inspired rage on. This is where you have to shine, Hecula. Here we go. Natty 18. That is a 21 to hit.
Okay.
And inspired rage will be 3 points of damage.
Okay, and you rip the throat out of this goblin dog.
Nicely done, Hecula.
Such
you comfort children.
Image.
You comfort children and you destroy goblin dogs.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm all out of goblin dogs.
I could use some comfort.
Okay, so now it is Rapsy's turn.
Oh, man, I feel so useless here. I really should have taken my shot while I had it. I'm just going to... This has got zero chance of hitting, and then even less chance of doing damage. I'm shooting... That's in the melee, right? That projectile. So that's going to be a 16 to hit.
That's a miss.
Yeah. You know, I'll start making my way down. Well...
Stay where you are in case she flies over there, man. You're as good there as anywhere else.
Yeah, it's my best shot if she swoops through. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And it's Foley and Voltar's turn.
All right, Voltar is going to go to town now with Inspired Rage, which is awesome. And let me just double check everything here. Okay, here we go. First attack, 20 to hit, natural 16.
That's a hit.
I've been rolling low on damage, max damage. There we go. Is 4 points of damage.
There you go.
On the first gets through. Talon. Second talon, natty 18.
Oh,
God. So ridiculous. That is 3 points of damage. Sorry. Okay. 3 points of damage. Wait, I said max damage last time. So how is that? It's 5 points, Skid. Did I say five? Because of the Inspired Rage. So it's five. I'm assuming that the damage, she still gets her damage bonus from strength as opposed to dex. I think so. So I'm going to say 5 points for the first one, 3 points for the second one. Now the bite is a miss.
Okay. All right, that's some serious damage to this creature.
Yeah.
She's not looking great.
And then Foley is going to, for the first time ever, Voltar, is there any other that can help us? And he reaches sort of like randomly into the celestial plane, not knowing what he's going to pull out. And
yes.
Another eagle comes flying into the fight.
Oh, my God,
and
yes.
All of a sudden, nobody knows this because, like, Foley wouldn't have talked about it. Foley didn't even know it until the creature tore through into this plane. But he knows immediately that this is Adamus. He doesn't know who Adamus is yet,
what?
But he knows that it is Adamus, another celestial eagle. And this eagle's also going to go to town.
Okay.
Now, does the Inspired Rage work? Is that a thing that works, or?
Yeah, because the minute you show up, the song is happening.
Yeah, because it's not like cast on you, it's an aura of the song.
Right, right.
Okay, so he's going to smite evil, and then claw, talon miss, and bite miss. So he's just getting warmed up into the fight here. But yeah, a second celestial eagle, Adamus, Adimus.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Good. That is pretty awesome. And it is Thorn's turn.
Okay, so Thorn is going to extend Raging Song for the seventh out of eight times for the day. She goes, "Twere many lichen turtle back, the lovely town the ogres sacked, the day their life was supposed to start, when the biggest hand broke the biggest heart." And
there you go, Nick.
And so she continues it, ends the song. That song. There's more to come, and she's gonna try to daze this. I can't roll another knowledge check on her, right?
I'm just
gonna try to daze her again. So it's again DC 13 futility axe. But go ahead.
Will save.
Yeah, DC 13 will save.
Okay, natty 18 on
she
the save.
She passes again. So. Okay, so at least I got the song.
Okay, good job. And it's Binky's turn.
All right, Binky, fired up by this Inspired Rage, is going to do the only thing he can think to do, which is to throw his longsword at the creature. throw it like a javelin.
Jeez.
I have just as much chance as hitting with this than I do doing nothing at all, so I might as well try. So this would be a -4 because it's an improvised thrown weapon.
Oh my god.
And another -4 for throwing into melee. So you need an actual 20.
This is so desperate.
Alright, here we go. Okay, that's a 16 with all the minuses.
Oh no, so close and yet so far.
Binky will then run to pick up his sword. He gets the sword, he can't pick it up this round.
Okay. All right. It is a new round. And it is a creature's turn. She seems like she's frightened now. She's like being buffeted by these celestial eagles. And she swings at what's the new
Adamus.
Name? Adamus. She swings at Adamus. And that is a 27 to hit.
Whoa.
And 2 points of damage to him.
2 points of damage. Okay.
And she's just backed up into against the wall here, up above the floor in this freezing cold room. And all right, it is Rapsy's turn.
Rhapsody will go back to the well again here and miss with the telekinetic projectile.
All right. Foley. Foley and his eagles.
Foley and his eagles. All right. So Voltar is going to go first, take a 5-foot step to flank the creature. And then these two eagles are going to do six attacks with flanking.
There you go.
And just try to finish this thing off with this badass song echoing through the hall. So this is Voltar's Talon 1. Miss. Talon 2. Miss. No. Bite. Hits. That's the one yes. you wanted to hit anyway.
Yes.
Bite hits and does 4 points celestial damage.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Adamus, all right. seeing the opening where Voltar's beak is tearing flesh from this creature. Bam, natty 17 on a talon and does, 4 points of damage
ooh,
with a celestial okay. talon. Second talon, natural 2, and the bite. Oh, that's a tweener now. That is a 16, so it is a miss, right?
It's yeah. a miss.
Just, let me just double check with all the bonuses. 16 to hit.
Okay. All right, so she's not looking very well at all.
No. I'm sorry. It is not. It is 18, because of the flanking. I forgot about flanking.
Oh, yes.
Still a miss.
Okay.
Still a miss.
Okay.
18's okay. a miss? Wow.
Yeah, I remember that now. Because earlier in the fight, we had a shot, and it was like 18 missed.
Yeah. And it is Rhapsody's turn.
All right. Looking for that nat 20 here. I'm going to stick with the same die, because that's the only way something good's going to happen. Nope. That's a big old miss.
Hey, another miss.
Just like shooting debris from all over the room every single time. Toom, 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 toom. All misses.
It's like the Cloud City duel between Luke and Vader throwing garbage at his opponent. And it is Foley's turn.
Wait, how did that happen?
How did that happen?
Is it because the dog is there? Did you mean for the dog to go? Anyway.
Well, I got mixed up. Anyway, I think it's Thorn's turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I got you guys mixed up.
So Thorn, she continues her song. She starts a new song. She's like, I'm the 40th son of the mightiest lord who built this fine fortress atop this fine fjord. Every rival who'd come at him, armory full, he'd drink the red blood through the eyes of their skull. she continues the song for the last round of the day, fellas. She's running out.
Shit.
And ooh, she
better make
is,
it count, Eagles.
Right? And she's going to try one last time to... she's going to move a little bit closer, meaninglessly. And she's going to... And she's going to try to daze this thing one more time. Again, 13.
Natty 16.
On
the save. All right. It is, now it is Binky's turn.
Okay.
Lord... He has it. It's at the sword at your feet on the ground.
Lord Northwind will reach down and pick up a sword and thrust it into the air and says, come now! We've nearly won! Strike there, eagles! And he will enact his tactician ability.
Ooh!
Which is going to grant the precise strike teamwork feat to all allies that can hear me within 30 feet. So now the eagles, because they are flanking the same foe, will deal an extra 1d6 precision damage on their heads.
That is insane, dude.
That's huge. I'm just out of range.
Oh my gosh.
I'm real close too. I'm real close.
So they don't have to be flanking with you, right?
No, because I've granted the feat to all of my allies.
To everybody, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, this is it, dude.
That is great.
We're done.
That's great.
There it is. There she is.
We just took a while to get two flying creatures.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? She could take out an eagle right now.
Yeah. Okay, it is her turn. And she swings out wildly this time at Voltar. Miss. Natural 7.
Nice.
Okay. So now it is Rhapsody's turn.
Oh, here we go. Come on. Nat 20 would be so great. Okay, actually, this is going to be close.
Remember the minus 4.
Yeah, no, I always got the minus 4. No, it's a 16.
Okay. Unfortunate. But now it is. The eagles are coming! Foley and his eagles.
Finish it! Finish it, Eagles! All right, here we go.
It's a potential 66 extra damage if you. Yeah.
This is insane. Yeah. This is insane. Yeah. All right, Adamus first. Here we go. First attack, 23 to hit.
That's a hit.
And cheapers. Now this is going to be snake eyes.
Oh, Brian.
No,
oh,
you're man. Kidding. No.
Are you kidding me?
You are kidding.
Are you kidding me, snake eyes? So that is 4 points of damage.
Okay.
With the first talon. Second talon is... That's still going to be a 20 to hit now with the flanking.
That's a hit.
Yeah,
a hit.
So... 20 to hit with the flanking. Having another Come shot on. At this. Okay, a little more respectable. That is 7 points of damage.
Okay. Voltar, describe your kill.
Yes! it's actually Adamus. Adamus was starting
Adamus.
Up, and on that, so the first talon hits, and it does like an improvised celestial rake. It's like the first talon hit and stayed lodged in there for just enough time that the second talon grabbed and then just rips this thing's wings right off of it, and it just starts spewing blood out the side of its scaly, nasty, evil fucking back.
Wow. Okay. So its wings torn off, it flutters down to the ground, blood flying everywhere, and lies in a crumpled and torn heap upon the stony floor of this freezing evil chamber, and we'll see you next time.
We did it.
Foley, a magnificent bastard.
Foley, great job.
Legacy of the Ancients is a Glass Cannon Network production of Paizo's Rise of the Runelords Adventure Path. Paizo Pathfinder, their respective logos, and all Paizo titles, characters, and artwork are property of Paizo Inc. and are used with permission. The Glass Cannon Network is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Inc.